Did you know that studies have shown affirmations can profoundly influence your psychological well-being, enhancing self-confidence and reducing anxiety? Here at Positive Birth Australia, we have crafted a 20-minute birth affirmations track filled with soulful, carefully curated affirmations to empower, inspire, and guide you to deeply remember the power you hold within. And to my fellow belly birth mothers, we have created a track specifically for you to honor that all birth is a sacred moment of profound significance. For only $5, you can download and immerse yourself in our affirmations track to transform your mindset in the lead up to birth and during labor, serving as a potent reminder of the inherent power and love you possess. Visit us at www.positivebirthaustralia.com or head to the show notes and follow the link provided to start your journey toward a more empowered birth experience. Welcome to Positive Birth Australia, a podcast created to empower and educate mothers through the power of storytelling. Each week, I'll share insightful and inspiring birth stories along with advice from leading birth experts, all in the hopes to help you create your own positive birth experience. I'm your host, Sky Waters. Let's dive into today's show. Welcome back, everyone. On today's episode, I have the incredible honor of sharing the remarkable story of Amber and her journey to birthing her triplets at home. Amber's husband sensed something unique about her pregnancy when he noticed her symptoms were more intense this time around. Initially dismissing it as typical pregnancy fatigue for a mother of five, Amber went for a dating scan with a friend. Little did she know, this scan would reveal a surprise. 3 sacs, 3 heartbeats. Amber recounts her reaction to the sonographer's reveal that she was indeed carrying triplets. As the news settled in, Amber felt a wave of grief, realizing her desire of a home birth might be out of reach. However, she was determined to make it happen. With unwavering conviction, she set out to find her dream birth team, and to her relief, everything fell into place and her home birth was back on track. Throughout her pregnancy, Amber received close monitoring, the unwavering support from her team, friends, and family who truly believed in her played a crucial role in instilling the trust she needed to birth her babies. She shares the challenges and triumphs of carrying her triplets past the expected gestation date, an impressive 38 weeks. She recalls the scare of early water rupture at 24 weeks while she was organizing a Halloween party at home, and the unique circumstances of triplet 1 and 2 being born on call, while triplet 3 required special management by her highly skilled midwife. Amber's story is a testament to the incredible power of the female body and the remarkable journey it undertakes when given the space and support to unfold naturally. Join us as we dive into this inspiring story, a testament to strength, resilience, and the profound beauty of birth. Enjoy the episode. Amber, welcome to Positive Birth Australia. I am beyond excited to welcome you on the show today. Thank you so much for being here. I know your time is precious.
Thank you for having me.
So to start off the episode, could you just let the listeners know a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, we live in Tennessee and we really like it. We have 9 acres. So that's really fun because we have, before the triplets, 5 kids, now 8.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah, so we need lots of land for them to run on.
Oh yeah, I can see them in the background. Is that them?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome, climbing on everything. I love that.
My 9 and 6-year-old are out there, so.
So beautiful. Well, you look incredible for a mama of 8.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm so impressed.
I feel pretty good for just having triplets, really.
Oh, I love that. Well, you know I'm excited to jump into that birth story, but before we do, maybe we could touch on your first 5 birth experiences and taking it all the way back to the beginning. What was your perception of birth when you first fell pregnant?
Well, I was a teenager when I got pregnant with my oldest.
Okay.
And my mom had been a doula for a long time, so I had experienced home birth and had some idea of it. But actually, for him, I ended up going to a hospital. At the time, I was in Florida, and they didn't have a lot of really good midwives there. And I had tried working with a midwife, but we didn't really get along. And ultimately, I decided to give birth in a hospital. And it wasn't a good or bad experience. It definitely wasn't what I expected because I was really young.
How old, if you don't mind me asking?
I was 17 when I gave birth to him.
Okay, yeah.
So it wasn't what I expected, but it wasn't bad. I did get an epidural with him.
Was your mum with you?
Yeah, my mom was with me. She's been at all of my births, so
Amazing.
she's a huge support. But I was then a single mom for about 2.5 years before meeting my now husband. And it wasn't until my oldest was in kindergarten that we had our second. And he was also a hospital birth. And it was a really good experience, though, because they were very hands-off. At the time, they didn't do much at all. I got to go walk by the ocean. And that was really nice. I labored outside for some time and in a tub. I did attempt to get the epidural with him, but at the time they placed it incorrectly twice.
Oh,
And by
wow.
the time that they came in for another kit, I was already giving birth.
Oh.
And so after that experience, I was like, wow, I can do that without medication. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking about home birth and kind of wishing I had done one. So by my third, I really wanted a home birth, and my husband wasn't for it yet, though. He was really nervous. And so we ended up going with a hospital birth, but that was not a good experience for me. And that kind of opened his eyes to why I wanted to have a home birth. It was a very painful labor, and it was the hardest when I was pushing because at the time they told me not to. Like they said, the doctor wasn't ready and like his head was coming out. So I remember just being really afraid about pushing him out and trying to physically hold him in. And then when the doctor finally did come, I pushed really hard without a contraction and I got him out and I tore. And I just remember the whole experience for me wasn't what I wanted out of labor. And I just remember feeling really panicked, which wasn't the experience that I had hoped for. And so after that, I think my husband's eyes were opened more and he really wanted to do a home birth. So we did with our fourth. He was an incredible home birth. And we really loved that experience. I had a water birth in the tub with him,
Beautiful.
and my mom was there. She's been at all my births. My baby brother was there. He's in his 20s. And he's also attended all of my births, but he did miss this triplet birth, which I'm sure he's going to be bummed about forever. But he's working hard right now. But it was a great experience, and I loved having my family there. I gave birth, and it was a calm experience. I felt in control, and it didn't feel painful like it did in the hospital. I remember just feeling relaxed, and afterwards, we all just got into bed. Everybody slept. It was a really different experience, and my husband was sold after that. He was like, that was the coolest ever experience.
Wow, I love that.
So it was definitely different. In between there too, I did give birth in a hospital. It wasn't a bad experience. It was a surrogate birth.
Oh, okay.
We had a birth in the hospital and it was quick and it was a really cool experience. Definitely not what I expected. But it was awesome and special.
Yeah, nice. And what about your fifth?
Yeah, my fifth birth, we were headed towards a home birth for her. They were worried about her growth in the end, and they did send me to get an induction. And so she was born in the hospital, and she was a very easy birth. I didn't even push her out. They had just told me I was 6 centimeters, And I kind of rolled over and she just was coming out. So
Oh,
she just, I always say she just kind of fell out, but she was actually 5 pounds, 10 ounces and very healthy. We got home from the hospital the next day. So
wow. Awesome.
it was a good experience. I kind of wish if I had gone back, I was like, man, I wish I had just gone home birth. But I know they were worried about weight. I just have small babies in general. So I've learned that now, which was helpful in this birth because it was three of them. So
Were your triplets naturally conceived?
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was wild for us because we had been talking about, whether or not this was going to be our last birth. And I had said maybe having two more. And my husband was like, I think this is like it. Let's just be done. So it's wild to me that we got three. It was a wild set of experiences. Like I say my 6-year-old, he predicted it because he's been right about the genders of my last two births before this. And I had asked him, I said, well, are we having a girl or a boy? And he said, we're going to have two girls and a boy.
And that's what you
And I
had.
said, well, no, just, yeah, we did.
That is
Yeah.
wild.
Which I figured right away because I told him, well, no, just one baby. And so he was like, I guess a girl. But when I told them it was triplets, he wasn't surprised. He was like, yeah, I knew that. I was like, how? How did you know it? He's like, my brain knew.
I love that so much. So wait, does he predict any more or?
No, hopefully not too, because I feel done.
Okay.
Definitely.
So during this whole, before you fell pregnant with the triplets, during the period of having all of your other babies, was there any resources that you found really useful, to get educated about birth?
I remember that I did take classes for things. I don't remember what they were. When I was pregnant with my first, because I was young, and I did some that were about like natural birth, and home birth, and I had seen things just from my mom's experience as a doula, and then kind of, I guess I would say my experience grew with each baby I had. I was a bit older and had come across more. I come from a family of people that like to home birth. So my cousins have all gone before me and home birthed, and I've got to witness some of their births and hear their stories. And so I've been kind of educated even through them. And just that experience has grown. Joining groups and birth groups has been a huge help in just hearing from other people, meeting friends that have done it. I would say it just was kind of an organic growth of birth knowledge, and then knowing that I could do it, because I think when I was young, I had such a fear of birth and pain, and in the hospital, it does feel a lot like that when you aren't in control of your body. Your mind isn't in control either, and I just remember hating that experience, being hooked up to monitors when I was in pain. And trying to focus or not being able to move the way that I needed to. Because I've given birth in different ways when I've been able to do it naturally. My home birth, I was squatting and on all fours at different times. And actually with the triplet births, I stood for two of them. I was in a standing or squatting position. So, and I had to move around and figure out what felt right and what felt comfortable to me, but it made it less painful, to be able to listen to my body and let it open up the way that it needed to. And I felt more in control. I felt like I had a mental maze prepared. With other people, they talk about like, how do you get through it and stay in control when you're feeling pain? And I kind of built this big maze for myself mentally. I had prepared a birth list of music that was really calming to me. My faith is very important to me. And so I also had my mom and my husband pray for me anytime I felt out of control. I would ask them to just say a prayer. And that helped a lot. And it helped me to focus and be able to breathe and get through it when I started to feel out of control. So I feel like at home I could do the things that I needed to do to feel prepared to give birth, and that made it a really great experience.
I love that. So let's jump now to the moment you find out that you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Was there any intuitive feeling? Did you have any inkling there was multiples?
My husband did
Yeah.
because he says that he felt that I had bigger symptoms.
Interesting. Okay.
Just that I was eating a lot more. I was very tired all the time. Like, I'm not a nap person. I don't nap. But I was like falling asleep on the couch at random. And he's like, you don't usually do this until third trimester. And he's joked every time that it could be twins because they run in my family. I had a cousin that just gave birth to twins last year.
Oh, wow.
So, it does happen. But
Well,
he kept saying that. And I was like, well,
I mean, twins you would expect, but triplets is a whole nother ball game,
right. No, I
right?
never would have expected that, not at all. So for me, I didn't even think it was twins. I was like, well, I'm more tired because I have more kids. Like, I have two that are toddlers right now. Their ages are 1 and 2. So that's really busy. I was like, of course I'm tired. But so going to the ultrasound, I brought a friend with me and my youngest because she was still breastfeeding at the time. And so I was glad I had a friend with me because I didn't see it coming. But we had just gone for a dating scan, and I was kind of talking to my friend about it, and we were talking about the measuring ovaries and just kind of what they were doing in the ultrasound. And I was just feeding my daughter, but I had looked over, and the ultrasound tech, she looked really panicked. And in my mind, I was thinking something bad. I was like, oh my gosh, I've got my friend here, and something's going to be wrong, and this is going to be an awful experience for her. But I was like, is something wrong? And she said, well, it's taken me longer to measure. I guess you should know why. And so she turned the screen and I said, is that twins? And she said, nope, there's three of them. That's triplets.
Wow, full body goosebumps. I mean, I reflect on when I found out that I was having twins, and even that was huge, you know?
Right.
I just couldn't even imagine. How do you wrap your head around three
I don't
babies?
think I did. I think
No.
I was trying so hard to process it, but I didn't really believe what she was saying. I remember asking my friend, I said, well, can you take the baby? Because I was breastfeeding. I said, can you take her? Because I feel like I'm going to fall off this table. Like, I felt like I was going to fall over somehow. I was so dizzy. And then I just remember I asked her, I said, well, is there really a baby like in each sac? And she said, yeah. And I said, do they all have heartbeats? And she was like, I'm looking. And she said, yeah. And so I just was really surprised. I said, how am I going to tell my husband this? Like, how do you break this news to somebody? Because I could barely handle it. So I don't know. I just was really shocked. I didn't process it. At the time, we didn't even get pictures. I got one on my phone that was grainy because she couldn't get the printer to work. And she's like, do you just want to take a picture with your phone? And I was like, okay. So I just went out into the parking lot and I said, I need time. Like, I couldn't drive after that. So I did call my husband and I told him, and he laughed like a lot. And I said, I don't know if you think I'm joking, but I'm sending you a picture. This is real. So, but he handled it really good. He was surprised, and I was not handling it as well. I felt really scared. I was already knowing that I wanted a home birth, and so for me, it felt kind of devastating. I've heard of people having twins at home, but not triplets. So to me, I was like, this means immediately I'm going to have to be in a hospital. Now this is high risk, and I'm likely going to end up C-section. Like, immediately, my mind is just panicked. And then I called my mom, who I hadn't planned to even tell yet that we were pregnant, but I didn't know how to process it. So I was like, I need my mom because we're really close. And she was very excited, like really over the moon excited. And I think that was kind of hard for me because everybody was so excited for me and I wasn't. So everybody's like, are you super excited? This is so cool. What a blessing. Like, what a miracle. And I was just like, I should be, but I'm really scared. I think for me, I could only see that this was scary. So I definitely didn't expect it. And I think for a while I was just giving up that I was going to have to be in a hospital. And then I really decided that I didn't want that. And so I started to ask around in birth groups, has anybody ever given birth to, triplets at home? Is that a possibility? Do people ever make it past, 33 weeks? Because that's what they say on Google a lot, that you make it to 33 weeks. And I kept asking, and I got a lot of no's. I got a lot of midwife no's too. I would kind of reach out to any midwife I could in the state and surrounding states, and they were like, no, it's just not done. But eventually I did hear back from somebody, and they said, there's another triplet mom who just gave birth in the same state as you, and she had triplets. And so they put us in contact with each other. And that was kind of just, it was luck and happenstance. I don't know. But I spoke to her, and she got permission from the doctor that kind of oversaw her care to contact me and put us in contact. And before I knew it, I was kind of talking to people that were going to help develop my home birth. And so I didn't even know it then. But I spoke to this doctor, and he gave me a lot of hope and said, I can find the people that can do this, that have done this successfully. And so he started working on getting that team together. And I spoke to my local midwife that I had already had. And I said, I want to do a home birth still. And I know that's crazy, but I feel like I really, if I can get there, need to do this. And she said, I think it's crazy and wild. She's like, but I really would kind of like to be a part of it. She's like, whatever that looks like. She said, I wouldn't want to do it or be the head of it because I have never done this or experienced it. But, she said, you're a really great candidate for home birth. You've had all vaginal deliveries, no complications. We had done all my blood work, which was fantastic. There was no concerns for a home birth otherwise. So we all just kind of agreed that we would take it day by day, and that if I could make it to 36 weeks and everything was completely healthy and perfect, that we could do a home birth, knowing that at any moment that could change, and making sure that we did everything that we could to make sure that everything was perfect for a home birth. The babies had all separate sacs and placentas. We received regular care, through ultrasound, where we would go and have growth scans done regularly and check everything. I got all the necessary blood work done. Anything that my midwife was like, hey, we should check this or look at that, we did. And as the team started to develop and other midwives came forward, there was kind of a team going and communication happening. So it was really amazing the way that everything came together. And then around 24 weeks, I did have a little bit of a rupture in one of the water bags. And so I was planning a Halloween party at home, and I a bit overdid it cooking and decorating. I had friends over at the time, and I felt a gush, and I went and looked, and I told my husband, I said, I think I broke water. So we had gone to the hospital, and they said it did test positive for fluid. And so they rushed me to a different hospital. They actually airlifted me to another one that had a better NICU for if I was in labor. And so I ended up overall having like a month stay in the hospital. And over that time, they monitored the babies constantly, and everything was fine. They couldn't figure out where the leak was coming from. They said the fluids were perfect. Like they hadn't lost fluids. Their fluids were normal for where they were at. And over that time that I was in the hospital, the leak stopped. It completely stopped. So I ended up going home at 28 weeks to bed rest from home. And I stayed just as inactive as possible. I stayed in bed. And my husband did everything with the kids. He made sure that they got up for school. He got the toddlers to daycare. He cooked all the meals, cleaned it all. Like he did it all. He was like super dad while working his job. And so that made it possible for me to just completely rest, which worked because everything stayed good. I still went in for regular ultrasounds, and we monitored closely. Towards the end, like we were going every week to make sure that their growth was good and everything looked great. And it really was. So by the time I hit 36 weeks, they were like, you don't have to bed rest anymore because we can do it now. The babies can come. I didn't expect to make it to 36 weeks. At this point, I had been in a lot of triplet groups online, and I had seen that not a lot of people get there. Not a lot of doctors allow it. So, a lot of times it's hard to find anything out there about people going past when a doctor says they should. In the hospital, they said that constantly. We need to take them at 34 weeks. And I was like,
Makes
I'm
no
not okay with
sense.
that. Yeah,
Because if you're
no.
not going into labor, then doesn't
Right.
it make sense to just let them gestate?
Yes. And that's a lot of what I kept bringing up. So we definitely didn't agree on the care plan. So I was not in agreement with the hospital. It was a tough stay.
How are you feeling physically? Because I know from carrying twins, it can be really demanding on your body, but you are obviously 36 weeks, three babies in there. How is your body feeling?
Honestly, I felt better than I expected to, especially being
Amazing.
in triplet groups. I would hear a lot of people talk about the swelling. I definitely felt the weight of them. I remember feeling like my bones ached more. I constantly wanted to just soak in a bathtub of Epsom salt. So I took a lot of bath soaks, and it was uncomfortable mostly at night. I couldn't sleep at all at night. It was so hard. It was hard to turn my belly because it was so heavy. And I don't even feel like my stomach got huge, but just inside the weight of them was so heavy.
Did you ever feel like you were squishing them? Because I remember with the twins, when I would lay on my side, particularly, I would be like, "Are they
Yes.
okay?" Because they would lay on top of each other, and it would freak me
At
out.
points, I felt like they were definitely laying on top of each other. At one point, one of the girls wedged her head right in between the other two, and it looked so uncomfortable. I don't know how they all fit, but
Incredible.
it was not as bad as I expected either. I expected to have a lot of swelling or to feel worse. I was still eating a lot. I was hungry constantly. And so it would take me sometimes like a long time to eat a meal, but I would get through it because I was hungry constantly. I did have a lot of heartburn, but I don't know. I feel like I didn't feel super different from my other pregnancies being full term, just that I felt full term earlier because by 36 weeks, I definitely was like, okay, I'm ready. There's a lot of pressure. They're heavy. It felt like they were definitely ready to come out.
So, in terms of rules with your home birth, were there any restrictions around, like, for example, in Australia? I mean, we have no option for home birth with multiples, which is absolutely ridiculous. But if you want to attempt a vaginal birth in the system, the rule is that twin A has to be head down, cannot be breached. So, was there anything like that?
Not for my home birth. When I was in the hospital, I know those were the same kind of policies that they had. But for home birth, we weren't concerned at all about breech. All of the midwives knew how to do breech. They were familiar with it. The head midwife, she actually teaches with Breech Without Borders. So,
Christine, she's amazing.
She's incredible. So we felt really prepared. My mom had even done research on it. She was looking up podcasts and listening to things. So we all felt really ready and like we weren't concerned. It didn't feel like it would be a problem. But A did stay head down like the entire pregnancy and birth. She was just the whole time perfect.
Amazing. So how far along were you
So
when you went into spontaneous
yeah,
labor?
at 38 weeks and 2 days. So yeah.
You are incredible. That is just
Yeah.
mind-blowing. Wow.
I picked up activity at 36 weeks. I was walking, I was doing all the things, and I said, I thought they'd come by now. And so 2 days before I gave birth, I actually spur of the moment got a photo shoot done. I did a maternity photo shoot, and that was a lot of fun. And then I gave birth 2 days later. So I was like, that was kind of special to sneak in last minute. And then I was just waiting. I remember I didn't expect to make it to 38 weeks. And I was really ready. I kept saying that I'm really ready. I'd like for them to come on the weekend. That would be really nice. I knew my mom had time off of work because she's working in between all of this. And so I was ready for it.
Yeah, I bet. So I would love to hear how your mental space was in the lead up to this birth in terms of, like if I look at my own journey with the twins, I got to 40 plus weeks, which sounds amazing. And, I'm really proud of myself now. But at the time, because there is that high expectation that multiples come early, even though we're basing most of that information on highly managed births. When I got to that 40 plus week mark, my mental health was really terrible. So I would love to know how were you feeling mentally in those last few weeks as you were heading towards that 38 week mark?
I'd say it was mixed a little. I would say that the worst my mental mindset was just in the hospital and for like a small window after, because I remember being a little scared about the things they put in my head. And I was like, yeah, I do see a lot of people giving birth early, but I could also justify that all of them had intervention or a doctor that said they couldn't do anything different and they couldn't find care otherwise that would hear what they wanted. Even if they really wanted to try a vaginal delivery, a lot of times that wasn't happening. And so I did know of a few people through some home birth channels that had gone past that with triplets and way past that with twins. So I started to feel a lot more confident that it could happen outside of intervention. And we had a lot of encouragement, support. We had a great church family that, made sure to keep us fed. They brought us lots of food while I was in the hospital. They prayed for us and visited and helped with kids. My parents were really encouraging the whole time. Everyone else believed I could make it. The midwives believed I could make it. Every time that I would go in for being just checked up on, my midwife, Talitha, kept saying, "You're perfect for this. You're really perfect for this. You are doing great. You don't have any swelling. Your blood work is great. Your blood sugars." She's like, "Everything's perfect, And that felt so encouraging to my mind because I kept believing that, like, I'm really set up for this. I can do this. My body's having a good reaction. I'm not even having swelling that a lot of people deal with." So I kept believing that too. And just having that encouragement. And anytime that I spoke to anybody, they kept just saying that to me. So when they would come and check on me, I felt encouraged and I believed that I could. In that end time, I was really ready and I didn't feel afraid. I just felt like, well, we made it here, so now it's going to be great.
Yeah, and they're full term healthy
And it
babies.
was, yeah, right, which was exciting. And I felt like they were ready and I was ready. So it was nice. And when I actually went into labor, I was in denial for a long time because I was sleeping. I was tired. So I remember I woke up and I was like I was cramping and I went to the bathroom and I kind of was back and forth a little bit. And I think by like the eighth or ninth time, I was like, I should probably start counting these. And so I did. And about 10 times later, I was like waking up. I tried to wake up my husband. I said, "Oh," I said, "I think it's time." And he was like, "Yeah, I know." So he said he had been kind of up already. He could tell I was pacing and he's like, "I knew it was time." He's like, "I was just trying to get some more sleep." Like, oh, because it was like, it was early in the morning. It was around one in the morning. So I called the midwife and she said, "I'll get the team and we'll all head over." And my contractions were about 2 to 3 minutes apart. So I just kept sleeping in between them. I like to get a lot of rest before giving birth, and I tend to sleep between contractions. And then I also tend to throw up a bit too. So I was really tired in between. I kept falling asleep and waking up, and I would have a contraction, and then I would go back to sleep. And so it was kind of taking longer than it should have, because I think A was head down for a long time. And I woke up and kind of from there, I was like ready when it was like bright out. I remember the sun was out and my husband's like, "Do you want to try walking the stairs a little bit?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll get up." So I did. And then I was like, "I have to go to the bathroom." So I went to the bathroom first. And then I said, "I think I need to push, like it's time." And I feel like her head is like low. So I was ready. I said, "Get me back to the bed," because I was like, "I want to be squatting for this or something and just kind of have that help." Which I ended up not doing. Like I was squatting, I tried the birth ball a little bit and it kind of stalled things for me. And then I stood up and I said, oh, I just need to stand for this. Like that was just what my body was saying it needed. And so actually with A, I don't even think I pushed her out. Like I was just breathing and I stood up and I felt like it felt like a water balloon because she was still in her sack. And so when she came down, I just felt like this dropping of a water balloon. And I just was kind of breathing. And I said to my mom, because she was going to catch the babies. And I said, okay, she's coming now. And I kind of squatted down. And then she did. She just came out and she had her sack on right until her head came out and it burst. And my mom got to catch her, which was a really cool experience. And her first time, she's been at all my births, but it was her first time catching a baby.
Oh.
So that was really cool.
Yeah.
And I just remember being excited.
Did you have your whole team there by that
I
point?
did. It
Yeah.
was really, they had been fantastic too, because the whole time I was sleeping, they set things up and they got plans together. They were just ready. They waited the whole time and they were really hands off and let me do what I needed to do. And it was really great. I got to just get up and give birth.
Yeah. And did you have a birth pool?
I didn't
No.
want one this time. I said, you know, I had had one the last birth and I really enjoyed it. But this time I felt in my head like I just envisioned myself giving birth by the bed.
Yeah.
And I already had a feeling I would want that. And I had decided that because there could be a possibility of breech, I wanted to be somewhere we had a lot of vision and a lot of sight for the midwives. And I wanted to make sure that we just had like the optimal experience. So to me, I didn't want a water birth this time. And it ultimately worked out because it was so perfect the way that it was.
Yeah.
You know, it was really such an easy birth. C was the hardest because he had to be fished out a bit, but even then, this was such an easy birth for triplets. And it was really cool, you know. So they were all about an hour apart. So we got time kind of in between. So with A, we fed her and got to look at her and just admire her for a little bit, which was really nice. And I breastfed until I had contractions, and then I would hand her off and just breathe. And for B, I ended up standing up too, and she was kind of like the same feeling but heavier. She was a little bit harder. I felt like I could kind of tell she was breech just based on how I had to push a little bit more. But even then, it was still really easy. She was also in her sack, and so that had to have made it tremendously easier for me, I have to assume, because I just kind of breathed her out too. I told my mom, okay, she's coming, and out she came. She was breech with her butt first, and she also was in her sack,
Wow.
which was really cool.
Two on-call babies.
I had heard of it
Amazing.
happening. I did not expect it, but it was such a cool experience. I was really grateful to have had the experience. So, and then we just to catch it all on video because they videoed like the whole birth. Lots of people got pictures, which I was so thankful for. Because
And they've all gone
what a cool
viral.
thing. Which is fantastic. I had wanted that
Yeah.
because I said, if I get to this point, like I want to share this because I mean, it's incredible. It's such a teaching moment
Yeah.
and like I want more people to be able to have the experience they want, whether that's at a hospital or at home. I just wanted to be able to do what felt right for my body, and I got that. So it was really beautiful. The midwives were incredible. They kept me really informed constantly about what was going on, and they listened to the babies as frequently as I would let them. I did have a break for a while, in between giving birth to A and B, because I needed just focus, and they listened to anything I said. So it was just great. It was so nice. I felt relaxed, which is so different than I felt in the past.
At any point during your labor, did you feel any fear arise?
No,
No?
I never felt that way. I think I
Amazing.
had already given it over and I just trusted that everything was going to be okay. I didn't have any bad gut feelings. We kept playing my birth playlist, so I felt relaxed and in my moment and prepared. I trusted that the midwives knew what they were doing and would know if there was an emergency. And with C, kind of there was. I mean, it would have been a huge emergency in the hospital. But he ultimately, when I was laying in bed in between, we had kind of talked out and game planned this already because Christina told me, if anything happened and there was like a dip in the heart rate or something went on that we needed to get him out, she said I would have to reach in and I'd have to pull him out. And I would do it like this. And, she explained the whole process. And I said, okay. So, well, if it happens, you tell me what you need from me. I said, I'll do whatever I've got to do if it comes to my baby. So, we were really on the same page about it. And then I said, oh, my water broke. And she said that there was blood in it. She said, well, there's a good amount of blood in this. She said, so let's listen to him. They were listening to him right away and said that his heart did dip. And so she said, I'm going to go in and I'm going to try to see if I could grab his feet and get him out. And so she did. She got her hand in there and she located his foot, which wasn't easy because he w kept pulling it back from her. But ultimately, she was able to get him. And I was surrounded by everybody. My whole team was there just encouraging me, helping me. They kept him in place and kind of helped him and encouraged him to find his way out. And together we all worked and got him out. And it was actually really quick. Like it was a quick experience. And I know my husband was afraid, like he told me after he felt like afraid in that moment. But I really wasn't. I just trusted that she knew what to do. We already game planned it. So I knew like we were going to get him out fast. And that was what really mattered was how fast we could likely get him out. And we did. It was quick. Everybody knew what they were doing. And I was like in the hospital, that would have probably been a C-section. Like I would have had to go for, but ultimately, like I remember saying, like it was painful when she turned him to get him out. But after that, I was like, it really wasn't even as painful as like my second birth. Like when I pushed my second out, his head was huge. And I was like, it didn't even hurt like as bad as that hurt.
Amazing.
So I was like, really, in the grand scheme of things, like it wasn't a bad experience. Like even in that emergency situation and having to have her reach up and pull him out, like still the whole overall experience was really great. And I felt like afterwards, I felt really good. Like I felt so normal after. I needed fluids. That
Wow. Just
was
in awe of you, honestly.
it.
So, do you remember when she reached up to pull him out? Was it literally like, we're just going to pull him out, or did she wait for a
I
contraction,
don't
or?
know if I really even know, because in the moment I was like so back and forth because I was still like I would give birth and I would have this baby bliss and all those really good happy feelings and then be like giving birth again. So at this point I was really tired. I remember I was starting to feel that exhaustion. So when they were telling me like okay, push, I remember feeling like I don't know if I can. Like I was trying but I was like I don't know if my body's doing this. Like mentally I wasn't sure if I was pushing or if I just was trying really hard to. Because I was so tired and my body felt that exhaustion. But he got out and I mean I felt like the whole process was really fast. So, and he was fine.
So he didn't need any other support?
No, he was totally fine and I didn't expect that because I thought there would be need for something. And she had even said kind of at the end, she said, stand by to resuscitate. And they were ready. They already had everything ready. The team was just incredible. But then he came right out after that and she said, oh nope, he's vocalizing, he's good, he looks good, his color's good. So immediately we realized that he was fine. He came out and he put up a fuss. So
Just amazing.
yeah.
How much did they weigh?
So A was 5 pounds, 2 ounces. B was 5 pounds, 6 ounces. And C was 5 pounds, 10 ounces.
Beautiful, healthy
Yeah.
babies.
Yeah. I mean, my previous birth before them, she was 5 pounds, 10 ounces at 40 weeks. So
Wow.
I do have small babies, and I felt like their birth weights were incredible for three of them.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. So take us through the logistics. When you were birthing your third, where were the other two babies?
So they were on the bed. We had a heating pad set up and a blanket over that, or like a Chucks pad maybe. And so every time they'd come out, we were setting them next to each other and they would get, their checks and weighs. They'd get weighed and in between we would just look at them. My husband was laying next to him and my mom, and so everybody would just kind of Google all over them. I think the kids came kind of in and out to meet them. And then, like, my best friends were over at the time. So they were kind of taking turns helping with our other kids downstairs and kind of coming to peek in and see the babies or what was going on for the birth. So it was a lot of people. Our yard was like a parking lot. It was wild how many cars we had. So it was a lot of people. But that was really beautiful in itself. So I was grateful to have all the hands on deck. And afterwards, we just laid in bed. My mom had made a lot of really yummy mushroom soup. And so she fed everybody. And I took a big nap, and the babies slept great. And it was just relaxing.
And what about your placentas, birthing them?
They did some IV fluids for me, and they did some Pitocin to help with getting the placentas out. And that was a little bit tougher because by then I definitely was exhausted. So I remember, like, I was like, there's no way I'm pushing these out. It's going to have to just happen how it happens. But it didn't, I don't think it took too long. It felt like it happened within like maybe a half hour to an hour. And they got it out, and I think they were all just really admiring it. Two of them had fused together, A and C's fused together, so that was really cool. And so they looked it over, and everything was really good. But I was tired, so at that point, I was just looking at the babies and more focused on that. But everybody was really excited still. It was definitely just a cool experience. I think we all couldn't believe that this just happened and went so perfect. I didn't think we'd make it to 36 weeks, let alone 38 weeks. But I was really excited that we did. I didn't think it could be that incredible.
But it just shows, when you've got the right support and you had the right environment in the lead up, you had people encouraging you, there was no fear entering your space. It was all, encouragement. Like you said, I think all of that plays such a powerful role.
Yeah, and my midwives were awesome, like I said, because any time that I had anything going on, like they said, my hemoglobin was low. They said, take some chlorophyll, drink this tea. I think it was like the Nora tea, the pregnancy tea with the herbs. If they told me to eat something specific that would help me in any way, I listened to that. So I kept up with my diet, and any supplement they said would help. I just did it all. So I was really determined. They were really determined. And I think a lot more people could have that experience if it weren't for the fear and for the intervention. And if they could find people willing to help them get there and be a part of that team, which I think is really hard because most people would think that's crazy to even think of having triplets at home. But it's possible, and I think it would happen more if people weren't so afraid of it and believed that they could. I'd be curious to know what statistics would be like. I think people would make it a lot further.
I agree totally. So take us to that, you've just given birth. I know I did see a photo of you afterwards where you were just out cold having a nap. You
Yes, I
obviously
was
sleeping
tired.
next to your babies, which is just so beautiful. It's such a beautiful image. Did you have any tearing? Was there any other, challenges that you faced afterwards?
No, actually, it was, I feel like, one of my quickest recoveries. Like I said, I needed fluids, which is common for me because I do throw up a little bit during birth, get a little dehydrated. But no, I felt really good. I woke up, I ate a lot of soup, and I felt really good. I felt a little out of sorts. Like, I remember feeling like afterwards, which I hear is common with multiples, I was like, man, it feels like my insides are like floating a little bit. Just trying to figure out where they go back together. I was like, I feel a little like Humpty Dumpty, but I still felt really good. I don't know. I feel like I've had a lot less bleeding than I have in my past pregnancies, and I've been relatively back to normal. I rested for like the first week, and this week I've been doing probably a lot more because I've been cooking and up with my kids a bit more. So I feel pretty good. Today we went to church as a family. So the
Wow, what was
babies are
that
like two
like?
weeks old. It was
Wow.
really good. I think people were surprised. They're like, oh, you're back and you've got to be so tired. And I was like, yeah, but it's nice to get out of the house.
Yeah,
It's really
true.
nice to just see people and, And it was great because our church is like a family to us. So getting to let them all see and hold the babies, and we believe in getting them out young and early. So it went really good. They were really great, and we had a good time. So
Are you breastfeeding the
I
triplets?
am, yeah.
Amazing. So explain how that works, because I know with the twins, obviously have two breasts, so it works out, but with three babies, what is the
It
situation?
has been different at different times. So they're like at first I was doing like I would do tandem feeding and then feed one and switch sides. But then they also all had tongue and lip ties, which is something that runs on my husband's side, and all of our kids have had tongue and lip ties that they've had to have corrected, which helps huge time with breastfeeding. Because it hurts until then, it's really hard to feed when they can't open their mouth big enough. So we just had that done last week on Wednesday for all of them, all three of them. And that means that every 4 hours they're getting stretches, which aren't very fun to do with three babies. And they're all kind of relearning the latch now that that's different for them. So it's been like an up and down thing. First, A wasn't latching good, but she's now finally latching. I've got B latching. C, he's struggling a little bit. He just isn't quite getting it. So sometimes he gets a pump in a bottle. So I've done a little bit of pumping for him. And then sometimes he latches. So, but we're still within the first week. So I'm hoping that that just kind of gets better with time and they'll figure it out.
Amazing. They will figure it out.
Yeah.
And your body does as well. It's just incredible. What about your pelvic floor? Have you had any, are you doing anything to sort of support your abdominal separation and pelvic floor? Because I still have abdominal separation. I only had two babies.
I haven't yet, but I have talked about, maybe doing some pelvic floor therapy. I think that would just be beneficial in general. I'm in contact with a chiropractor, so I'm going to plan to get in with the triplets because I just think that would be good. My hips definitely have been out of place a bit. I felt that kind of towards the end of my pregnancy that like my right hip was out of place a little, and I said, well, A kind of knocked it out, but she must have needed the space, so I gave it to her. But definitely, I think after birth, there's some things that could kind of be, adjusted, and that helps a lot. So, and I've had that after all my pregnancies. I've gone and gotten like chiropractic adjustments, and that's been a huge help. I haven't done pelvic floor therapy, but I definitely would like to, especially being that this is my last and I've had so many kids. So I'm kind of ready for that, something to help a little. But I feel pretty good, all things considered, and having had three babies.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's been definitely not what I expected, and I would expect to be a lot more exhausted.
How's the transition been from, what is it, 5 to 8?
Yeah. Oh, it is definitely wild. It's very loud at times, especially because we have two toddlers. So we have five that are under 3 years old. That's kind of the most chaotic part of it. But it's been pretty good. We've had a lot of help, a lot of friends that have stopped by and held babies, helped clean, helped cook meals, which has been really nice. My mom has been here. She does travel nursing. So she got a job local to us so that she could be here to help on days that she's not working. And she has made so many meals for us and freezer meals. They've helped kind of organize and put away baby things. Especially because we've had so many people bring us things for the babies. So it's been nice to have that help. And my dad's been here too. So he's done, kind of honeydews and house projects. So we've had a lot of help. Yesterday they came, my parents were here, and I got to nap on the couch for a long time, which was really
Amazing.
nice. So I have a lot of support, and I think that that helps. My husband works from home, so he's here to help with diaper changes, or if I just need somebody to hold a baby for a minute. And I think all of that has helped my adjusting be a lot easier. So who knows? Who knows how I'll feel a week from now or a month from now? But right now, I feel supported.
Yeah, that's incredible. You really need that village, huh? So, looking at your entire journey, what would be some key pieces of advice you could share with any expectant mothers out there listening, particularly mums with multiples?
I would say joining good groups. It was really beneficial for me to be a part of a group on Facebook called Birthing Multiples Naturally. That was a huge support for me, just hearing other women's stories of having done home births with multiples. I think that was huge because I needed encouragement. Having people around you that don't believe in home birth, that don't believe that you can do it, or that put fear in your mind, it's not going to work. Because I think a lot of it is so mental too. Like you have to be in a state where you can be calm and believe in it, and that you can do what you need to do to get there. And that negativity, it doesn't take much to get you afraid and to get you in your head and wanting to go to a hospital, you know, and second guessing yourself. So I think that's a huge part of it, just people supporting you, whether that's online or in person.
Just curious, because I don't think I could find anything, but did you document this journey anywhere?
I didn't really document as much as I probably wanted to or should have. I kind of documented more towards the end. I think part of that was maybe fear of negative commentary, but also just my own fears about the pregnancy. You know, I spent a lot of time being really afraid about what it would look like, if I would even make it there. You know, just having a lot of people put things in my head. Just even going to the ultrasounds, you know, because a lot of times they were really on the medical side. So they would do this for me, but they would be like, you shouldn't be doing this. Like, this is, you know, you need to be in a hospital and it can go really bad at any time. You know, a lot of people just kept saying that. And that's not helpful to kind of have that put in your head the whole time. Like they weren't encouraging. They just wanted to say, well, the risk, there's so much risk. But nobody could really explain why, except for that there was more than one baby. So that
There's
makes
risk
it
with
just
all birth.
risky. Right. And
Yeah.
that's what I said too. There's always risk in the hospital, out of the hospital, with one baby, with three. You know, but people have done it since before hospitals. People in countries that don't have access to C-sections or hospitals with big NICUs, they have to find a way to do this as well. You know, so I think that a lot of times we just let fear control us,
Totally.
and that's a huge part of it. I think even doctors, I think doctors to a large degree are also afraid, because all they know is what they know too. And that's a lot of the bad statistics and things that go wrong. You know, it's not well documented, the people that do it outside of a hospital, that do it at home or vaginally. I don't find much out there. If you try to research it, there's not a lot. I remember wishing that there was more, because I know I had heard whispers that it happened. You know, you hear through birth channels and people say that it happens, but there's not a lot of people talking about it. And I had wished that there was more of that for me, which is in large part why I really wanted to share, you know, because I had hoped that somebody would be like that there would be somebody saying, hey, you can do this, it can happen. And all the things have to line up right. We made sure that they did and that everything was perfect for home birth. You know, I know the midwife talked a lot about they, on their part, to take me on as a client, didn't look at me any different than they would for a singleton. It was a lot about, are you right and healthy for a home birth? And I think if you are, that you should have the option and that there should be more options. A lot of places aren't having that right now. A lot of places don't have the freedom to choose a home birth or a vaginal birth, which is absurd. You know, when we talk about women's rights or just the right to choose what to do with our bodies, it's insane that we don't have that with birth, that there's a lot of not choice. But I've never received negative commentary. I haven't had anybody be negative. The comment I feel like I get the most from people that surprises me is just when somebody says, like, they let you do that.
But that's
And
the
I'm
world we
like,
live in. That's the
who?
climate.
Right. I'm like, who let me do it? Like, but it's wild to me because there's this big idea that there's somebody to say, no, you can't do it. And that's like a thing that people think, like women to be able to think like they let you do that. Like, who's standing in the way and saying you can't? It's sad that we feel that way and it's not something we view as optional. So It felt right for me.
And I think it's also really important to note that you weren't being irresponsible, like you were monitoring your babies at all times, you were monitoring your health, you had a team of highly skilled professionals supporting you in your birth space who also believed in you. And yes, there are risks, but there are risks with all births, like we said before. But you did your own individual risk assessment and you knew that you were safe to birth those babies at home.
We went to the hospital when we needed to. We did bed rest when we needed to. So we really listened and made sure that we did everything good. Yeah, and I think that's important because we love our babies, so we were never gonna want to do anything that risked them either. I think a lot of people view home birth as risky, but we felt super satisfied with the knowledge that our team had, with the availability they had to be able to help with it, with a large part of risks. So we felt like we had risk management down, we had plans. We have a life flight in town that's really close, so we kind of had all these different ideas of what an emergency would or could look like, and I never felt there was anything they couldn't handle. So we felt like we made all the necessary choices to be responsible and have a good home birth, knowing at any time that that could have changed. Up to the birth, like we really knew that at any moment, if we needed to, we'd be at a hospital. So we were prepared for however it looked, and we're grateful that the experience turned out as incredible as it did.
Oh, it's just beyond incredible. And the fact that it's gone so viral as well, it's just so awesome because you're showing women this is what our bodies are capable of,
I definitely didn't expect that at all. So it has been wild to me because I'm not like a huge social media person. So even when I get on and there's like a lot of comments and stuff, my mind is blown by it. So I'm grateful because I really think it should be talked about and shared. But I definitely didn't expect that. So, but it's really cool still.
It is, absolutely. So before I wrap up the episode, what did you end up doing with your placentas? Do you do anything special with those or?
I haven't. We put them aside, so we've talked about maybe doing something, but I haven't in the past, and I don't know what I would, except for that they're pretty cool just to have, because I was like, there's three of them. It was wild that it even happened. So I still look at them and I'm like, there's three babies.
I feel like
It
that
feels
never
unreal.
changes. It always, like even now I still look at my twins. They're four, nearly four, and I'm just like, wow, I had two babies. So I don't think that'll ever stop. You'll be like, I had triplets. It's just unheard of.
It feels unreal. It's funny trying to get them all anywhere with three car seats and three of everything, but it's really cool. I just still keep saying that, like, I can't believe this really happened.
And you've got the space now to, raise your little
Yeah.
tribe, so it's perfect.
And it's nice. We have a lot of hands to hold babies. Our oldest is 13 and he's awesome. So he definitely helps. He's always holding a baby or a toddler.
Oh, how incredible. That's how it should be.
Yeah, right.
You've
Lots
got your
of hands,
village.
lots of love.
Well, Amber, you're such an inspiration. I feel so incredibly grateful to be able to share your story with my audience here in Australia. And I am in complete awe of your journey. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to get to share it.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. Triplets. Triplets. Three babies, 38 weeks, born at home. Oh, I will forever be in awe of what the female human body is capable of. Today's story not only shines a light on how impactful our environment is, but it also underscores the importance of conducting your own risk assessment when navigating high-risk labels and medical advice. Amber's journey exemplifies this perfectly. Despite being considered at the highest risk while carrying triplets, she was surrounded by a supportive team that believed in her. They looked beyond the immediate label and provided personalized care tailored to her specific needs. Being surrounded by that belief and constant reminder that she can do this was the catalyst for her to sink into her journey, knowing that she had everything she needed within her and around her to birth these babies. You can imagine how different this story would have been had she been surrounded by fear and distrust. Having her highly skilled birth team and the belief from her community gave her the space to prove to the world that women's bodies are built to birth, no matter how many babies you are carrying. Such a powerful story that I feel so incredibly grateful and honored to share with you all today. Make sure you are subscribed to PBA so you get notified of all our upcoming episodes, and keep an ear out for my interview with Amber's head midwife, Christine, who will be coming on the show to share her perspective and wisdom on this triplet home birth. That is going to be such an interesting episode. If you have any questions at all, please send them through and I will be sure to ask her. Let me know what you thought of today's episode over on the PBA Instagram. I love reading your comments. And if you love today's episode, please share it with a friend or leave a review on your podcast platform. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you all next week for another episode of Positive Birth Australia.